It is The Game Plan on Downtown, brought to you every Friday afternoon by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. And by Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road, Bangor, with full service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing. Visit creative-ps.com. Well, there's no frozen tundra out there today, but my broadcast partner, Bob Lucy, focused and ready to go for the final home game of the season for the Black Bears tomorrow. Hello there, Robert.
Hello, Richard.
How are you on this beautiful afternoon?
I'm doing fantastic. Ready for a good game tomorrow. We should have pretty good weather, mid-50s. Not a bad day.
No, I'm not quite as nice as the 80 we had last week, but the fact that it's only going to be in the low 50s may mean that the housefly count in our booth will be a little bit lower.
You mean you think it'll be less than the 41 I counted on my window last week?
I'm hoping that's the case, because it was, that was not a whole lot of fun. I mean, it was your window, but they were close to me as well, and you know, the carnage that ensued there. We tried to encourage them to leave, but eventually you've got to put your foot down, or in this case, a paper plate.
Yeah, unfortunately, Rich, they weren't cooperating.
No.
They would not leave.
That's okay. We'll be ready. And it's going to be an interesting game. It is the final home game of the season. It's obviously been a difficult year for the Black Bears, but still some things to play for. And I think a big one for this team is the opportunity to have a winning record at home this year.
Absolutely, Rich. And you like to finish the season with momentum. And I think Maine needs to come out and they need to play at a high level in all phases of the game and get some momentum going into that bye week.
Absolutely. And so they'll take on a Hampton team tomorrow that's 4-4 on the season. The Black Bears come in 2-7. As for Hampton, boy, have they got a running game. Everybody on this team seems to be able to run the football. Well, it's the best rushing offense in the conference.
Yeah, they're averaging 225.9 yards per game on the ground, 5.5 yards per rush. They've got 14 rushing touchdowns, and it starts, Rich, with Elijah Burris, a 5'10", 205-pound junior. He's averaging 105 rushing yards per game. That's second best in the CAA. They've also got a dual-threat quarterback, and he does an outstanding job on the ground. 82 rushes for 425 yards and 7 touchdowns this season. He had 89 yards on the ground in their last game against North Carolina A&T, and he's got, you ready for this, 7 rushing touchdowns this year from that quarterback position.
Yeah, and then they've got another guy in Darren Butts who has 500 rushing yards. They might be the only team in the CAA, certainly, that has 3 guys who have rushed for more than 400 yards. Oh, and then there's Tymir Robinson, who's averaging nearly 5 yards a carry and 165 total yards.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to know whether Darren Butt plays tomorrow. He's missed the last 2 games. Coming into this game, if he is playing, he's averaging 83.8 rushing yards per game. That's 6th best in the CAA, and he's got 4 rushing touchdowns. But not sure whether he's going to play. They've been banged up over the last few weeks. Chris Zellis, their quarterback, missed the Delaware game. Burris did not play against Monmouth or Delaware due to injuries. And as I mentioned, Butts has been out the last 2 games. Not sure whether he'll play tomorrow or not.
And Zellis has been, frankly, a better runner than passer this year. He's completed 56% of his throws, but only 1,100 yards, 10 touchdowns, and 9 interceptions. So with that in mind, what do you think the Black Bears will try and do defensively to slow them down?
Well, I think first and foremost, they've got to stop the run game. It all starts right there. They've got to stop that run game on first and second down and put them into those predictable passing situations, make them one-dimensional, Rich. And I think if Maine can do that, they've got a good chance of winning this game. It's not going to be easy because Zellis is a slippery character back there in that pocket, and they also have design runs as well for him. He's got 82 rushes for 425 yards this year, so he's running the ball quite a bit. But I think if Maine can stop that ground game and force them to throw, they're going to be in a good situation to win this game. I don't think that's their strength, throwing the football, but they do a great job not allowing sacks. They've got the fewest sacks allowed in the CAA with 10. And so they've got a good offensive line. Four of their five starters were starters last year. And so they have an experienced offensive line that averages 6'4.5" and 297 pounds. I think that's a strength on their team.
We're talking the game plan for Maine football versus Hampton with Bob Lucy here on Downtown. Well, defensively, Hampton's got some issues there, some challenges. They've given up a lot of yards, a lot of points this season, 34 points per game. And while they have not allowed many sacks on offense, defensively, they have picked up even fewer, just 7 sacks on the season, and don't take the ball away very much either.
No, they don't, Rich. They've only forced 8 turnovers all season. That's 14th best in the CAA. You mentioned the sacks. That also ranks 14th in the CAA. And they've struggled in red zone defense as well. They've allowed 90.3% of scores when their opponent gets into that red zone. 28 of 31 scores against their defense in the red zone this year. So, again, I think that their strength is on offense, and it is with that ground game. They can hurt you with the pass, but they can do a lot of damage if they get the ground game going and then balance that with play action throwing. And I think that's the one thing that Maine needs to guard against. They need to do a good job and be real stout up front. And they've got to win that battle on the line of scrimmage with their offensive line.
Now, we've talked about it. I think we've said the same thing for several weeks, that Maine will try to get some balance in their offense, but we just haven't seen them really attempt to do that. Very few rushing attempts from tailbacks in recent weeks. So I don't know, why would this week be any different? I think I expect Maine to come out and throw the ball about 45 times.
Yeah, I suspect they'll try to get their passing game going as well. And, you know, last week against UAlbany, Tavian Banks rushed 8 times for 14 yards. Tristan Keenan, 5 rushes for 14 yards. And then late in the game, Santana Fees had some yards, 4 rushes for 37 yards, but they didn't do a lot of running, only had 92 rushing yards per game. And I think that at this point in time, getting that balance is a good thing, because if Hampton gets their ground game going, they can chew a lot of clock. Last week in their victory over North Carolina A&T, they rolled up over 36 minutes of possession time.
Well, one thing the Black Bears will hope is that they can get Joe Gillette back at full strength this week. He was out there a little bit last week, but didn't really have many targets and wasn't out there for much of the second half. And he's been their big play guy in the pass game this season.
Yeah, he really has, Rich. Only 1 reception for 7 yards last week, 1 rush for negative 6 yards. But he's got 36 receptions on the season. And one of the things that didn't happen against UAlbany is Maine was not able to stretch the field on UAlbany. They didn't take the top off their defense. There weren't a lot of pass completions that were very long. Maine averaged 5.1 yards per pass attempt last week against UAlbany. On the flip side, UAlbany averaged 10.8 yards per pass attempt and 18 yards per completion.
Last week, too, the Black Bears hurt themselves, talking about it with Jordan Stevens earlier this week. You and I both thought Maine had outplayed in the first half, had outplayed Albany, but found themselves in a hole because of a couple of costly turnovers.
Yeah, and when you look at the last 2 games, Rich, Maine has lost 6 turnovers, 3 in each game, and the Black Hole has only forced 1 turnover. So they're a -5. Over the last 2 games. And that's one thing, as we know, you can't do if you're going to win games in the CAA. Games are hard to win, and you just can't turn the ball over like that. And so I think if Maine can play turnover clean, stop their ground game, and get a little bit more balance in their own offense, they're going to be in pretty good shape tomorrow. Maine did a really nice job last week with penalties. They purged the penalties. Only 3 penalties for 17 yards against UAlbany.
Also want to give a shout-out to Derek Robertson, captain of this team and the quarterback. He has played so well over the course of the last 4 weeks and has been putting up some tremendous numbers when pretty much everybody in the stadium knows that he's throwing all the time. And yet he is in pursuit now with two games left of the all-time Black Bear record for the highest completion percentage in the season. He goes into tomorrow's game having completed 64.5% of his throws, 2,269 yards, and I believe leads the conference in pass completions.
He's second, I think, in the league in pass completions, but you're right, he's done an outstanding job. Now, with 2,269 yards this season, currently he's 12th all-time in career passing yards with 3,830 yards. He's 663 yards behind Bobby Wilder at this point in time. But as you mentioned, Rich, he has done a really good job, and he's done a good job getting the ball out of his hands quickly and checking down and making sure he's throwing the ball to the right person. And he's not afraid to just grab that low-hanging fruit if you don't have the deep ball, but he's been very accurate throwing that deep ball as well. And I also want to give a shout-out to Michael Munoz. He came in. Joe Gillette was banged up last week. And he did a really nice job. 10 receptions for 96 yards and one touchdown. And that 10 receptions was a team high for this season.
Yeah, and both Munoz and Jamie Lampson, guys who've been in this program a long time, have paid their dues, and they're both having exceptional years of 54 receptions and nearly 600 yards between the two of them.
Yeah, absolutely, Rich. I've been very impressed with Jamie Lampson as well. He's been one of those go-to guys with 33 receptions, 322 yards. He's got four touchdown receptions. And Munoz, again, Velcro hands, runs great routes. And so those two have really made an impact on the passing game this year with their ability to get open. And, you know, I also think that when you think about this year and you think about the passing, you got to credit Maine's offensive line because Maine has been doing an awful lot of passing. They have allowed 15 sacks this season. But when I walk back over the last 29 games, Maine has only allowed 47 sacks. It's about 1.5 sacks allowed per game over that period of time. And so they've always done a pretty good job protecting that passing pocket and keeping sacks away from that quarterback.
Yeah, they've played very well out there, and the rock of that offensive line has been another captain, Kevin Jones.
Yeah, Kevin Jones, just steady, consistent, hardworking, sets a good example. He's the leader. 29 career starts coming into this game here tomorrow. And I think one of the things, Rich, is interesting is Hampton and Maine have had two common opponents this year. And those two opponents that are common are Richmond and Campbell. And Maine lost to Richmond 42-31. Hampton, the week before Maine played Richmond, beat Richmond 31-14. Maine lost to Campbell 34-28, and Hampton lost in a close game to Campbell as well, 30-27. But when you look at this team, Hampton, five of their eight games this season have been decided by 8 points or less, including four games that were decided by 4 points or less. So they've been in some close games. They had some injuries against Monmouth and Delaware and lost those games decisively. But other than that, they've been right in most of their games this year, and they beat North Carolina A&T 26-24 last week. So I expect this game to be a very competitive game. And we saw the Hampton team for the first time last year. We were really impressed with them.
Yep.
Maine defeated them last year on the road 31-24. The Black Bears rolled up 449 total yards, and they had great balance. 236 rushing yards per game in that game and 213 passing yards. Maine averaged 6.1 yards per rush. That would be nice to see that tomorrow.
Yeah, that would go a long way toward getting that third victory of the season for the Black Bears tomorrow. It's a 1 o'clock start, Alphonse Stadium, Morse Field. Partner, we appreciate it as always, and I'll see you the usual time tomorrow.
Sounds good, Rich. Looking forward to it.
All right. Bring your fly swatter.
Yes, I won't forget that. I'm going to put that in my belief.
Yep, there you go. Bob Lucy in the game plan with us here on Downtown. It's brought to you every week by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. And by Creative Print Services, helping take your business to the next level with professional and innovative work. From small restaurants to major universities, they can help you excel. The experienced team at Creative works with you to provide full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing for your business or organization. Full-color printing, business cards and forms, brochures, flyers, and more. Fast, accurate printing is their specialty. It's Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road, Bangor, a proud supporter of the Black Bears. Call 947-2250 or visit creative-ps.com.